Innovation is painful. The word innovation usually conjures up images of sleek laboratories, high-tech gadgets, and triumphant eureka moments. We tend to romanticize the end result, the shiny new smartphone or the life-saving vaccine, while ignoring the grueling, often agonizing process required to get there. In reality, true innovation is not a smooth ascent. It is a painful, messy, and deeply disruptive endeavor. If it doesn't hurt at least a little, you probably aren't innovating. At its core, innovation is about the destruction of the status quo. To create something new, something old must often die. This is what economist Joseph Schumpeter famously called creative destruction. For an organization, this means abandoning reliable revenue streams or proven business models in favor of the unknown. For individuals, it means unlearning hard-won skills that have suddenly become obsolete. This transition is rarely greeted with open arms. It is met with resistance, fear, and grief. Furthermore, innovation is synonymous with failure. Statistically, most new ideas will fail. For every successful startup, there are thousands of bankruptcies. For every scientific breakthrough, there are years of discarded hypotheses and botched experiments. This constant cycle of trial and error is psychologically taxing. Human beings are biologically wired to seek certainty and avoid loss. Yet innovation demands that we embrace the exact opposite. It requires a high tolerance for ambiguity and the emotional resilience to wake up after a failure and try again. The pain of innovation is also social. True innovators are often outsiders or contrarians. When you propose a radical new way of doing things, you are essentially telling your peers that the current way, the way they might have spent their entire careers perfecting, is no longer good enough. This creates tension, friction, and social isolation. History is littered with visionaries who were mocked, sidelined, or even persecuted before their ideas were finally accepted as obvious. Moreover, there is the sheer physical and cognitive exhaustion of the grind. Innovation requires deep work, long hours, and an obsessive focus that can strain personal relationships and mental health. It is the lonely mile where the initial excitement has worn off, the funding is running low, and the solution is still nowhere in sight. So why do we do it? Because the pain of stagnation is ultimately greater than the pain of change. While innovation is difficult, it is the only way to solve the world's most pressing problems, from climate change to disease. We must move past the glossy marketing versions of progress and acknowledge the scars that come with it. To innovate is to struggle, to fail, and to persist. It is a painful process, but it is the only one that moves the world forward.